The idea is to help startups navigate the technical, legal, and operational resources needed to get going. $11 billion is available for community health centers under federal health reform, but many underserved areas in Wisconsin don't know how to go about starting one or getting the money for it. Stephanie Harrison is the executive director of the Wisconsin Primary Healthcare Association.
What we've realized is that some communities really experience some barriers in the planning process, and maybe it's finding a grant writer. Some communities might need some legal assistance in being able to form a corporation or file appropriate papers.
Pilot communities selected for the Health Incubator Program will get a matching grant of $7,000 that they can use to leverage federal money for a health facility focusing on primary care. Harrison says to establish a federally qualified health center is not easy. A community has to document need, write a formal grant application, then be ready to treat patients 120 days after getting approval. The $50,000 for the Health Incubator Project comes from the conversion of Blue Cross Blue Shield to a for-profit corporation. The funds represent tax breaks the former nonprofit paid back to the state. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.